Our next guest has done something outrageous. He has put potatoes into a vending machine and sells them 24 hours. His name is Jerry Finnegan from Termonfeckin. How are you, Jerry?
Hello. How are you doing?
Why are you putting potatoes in a vending machine?
Well, I grow potatoes and it's a new way of reaching the customer.
It certainly is a new way of reaching the customer. I mean, the thing about vending machines is they traditionally sell small, you know, bars of chocolate. Maybe the biggest thing you might get is a big can or something. But you're doing 5 kilo bags.
Yeah.
Fair play to you. Did you come up with the idea yourself or did you see it somewhere else?
Oh, I've seen it in a few places before this with eggs, and I also seen potatoes being sold out of it as well.
And so how's business? Are people stopping to buy your potatoes?
Oh yeah, we're getting some sales, but a lot of people think it's an egg machine.
Right.
And we'll have a bit of confusion at the minute.
But you do have a massive sign on the road that says potato vending machine.
I only put that up in the last few days.
Right. How long have you had the vending machine?
3 weeks.
And I presume it's not cheap to buy a vending machine that can sell, what is it, 18 bags of 5 kilos spuds?
Yeah, it sells 14. Actually.
14, right.
But the point, no, none of it is cheap, but you have to look at it as a long-term thing.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Farming is a very long-term project. If you're committed to do something, you can't switch overnight.
Yeah.
Do you think?
We're still not finished harvesting last year's or this year's crop, and we're already starting to plan our 19 crop.
Mm. And is one of the reasons you're doing it because the profit margins and stuff when you sell to, I don't know, is it wholesalers that eventually sell on to retailers, that's just, it's too tight that way?
Oh, it's very tight. And in an oversupply year, the producer is squeezed to the bone.
Right. So you can
and
collect...
He would be selling a lot of potatoes below the cost of production, as happened in early 18.
So is it local people from around where you live stopping in to buy them in the vending machine?
Yeah, it would be locals and from the town and around from Drogheda to town. And it's going to take at least 12 months to get it established.
And do you think you could start putting in other ones that sell other stuff?
Well, we're thinking about putting in an egg one in the future.
Well, Jerry, I remember being in Spain and getting very excited when I saw a steak vending machine. I stopped the car illegally, got out, ran across the road to like empty my pockets and to be able to walk away with a freshly cooked steak, to find out it was a water vending machine beside a steak restaurant who were just advertising their restaurant. But I think you've got the potatoes, why not the meat and two veg? Like, you could do the whole lot.
Well, the meat is a completely different scenario, and unfortunately with all the requirements and the lack of local abattoirs and all of that scenario, it would be extremely difficult to do that.
Most of us are fussier than Dave as well, and we wouldn't be running across a motorway to buy a steak out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of the eggs as well, because people will go that extra bit for eggs that they think are fresh and organic or free range, you know?
Yeah. Oh, like, the truth of the thing is that people need consistency in what they're buying.
Mm.
And that's one of the things that we can give, because it's the same product in the bags every day.
Yeah.
Did anyone think you were mad?
It's also fresh. A few people have said to me, it's going to be a long, hard struggle. But I'm in it for the long run. No farmer does anything short term.
Mm.
Well, you have to realise a farmer's commitment to something is absolutely phenomenal in terms of time, involvement, and his ability to change is very limited.
Makes sense, yeah.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck with the potato vending machine, and we recommend anyone in the Termonfeckin or Louth area to come down and get 5 euro coins and put them into the machine and take your spuds.
Correct. And they are lovely flowery spuds. They're the traditional Irish spuds grown in a traditional manner.
What's the secret to a good potato?
The secret to a good potato is to keep the fertiliser down and let the crop grow naturally.
Right, there you are. And the horse's mouth, as they say.
And do you have butter, salt and pepper? How do you eat yours?
Oh, well, I love them cooked in the jacket, steamed in the jacket, with a little bit of Kerrygold butter and a pinch of salt.
Jeez, starving now. Jerry, thanks a million. Best of luck with the machine.
No problem.
See you
Thank
later.
You very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Jerry Finnegan there, Termin Feck in County Louth, if you want to go and spend €5 of your hard-earned money on his hard-grown, beautiful 5 kilo flowery spuds in a bag.
Be wasted on you, Dave.
Yeah.
You've never eaten a boiled potato.
Don't even understand what they are. We've had this discussion. What are you? I don't get it.
How can an Irishman get through his life without ever even being offered a boiled potato?
Never even
know
of it.
You didn't know they were a thing.
No. Literally did not. Just still to this day do not understand.
They just came out of the ground as mash.